This is a Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, Skillerns, S-K-I-L-L-E-R-N. This is a 68-year-old woman with history of breast cancer, to be specific, carcinoma of the left breast, ER positive, PR negative, HER slash 2-2 slash new positive, NEU positive. Patient has been on anastrozole, A-N-A-S-T-R-O-Z-O-L-E, as well as neoadjuvant therapy with radiation. Period. New paragraph. Patient is found to be weak. Patient is now traveling only via wheelchair, having issues with nausea, vomiting, difficulty eating, has developed a left axillary lymphadenopathy despite being on radiation and chemotherapy, period. Patient had an ultrasound of her breast, which shows a ulcerated hypoechoic nipple mass 2.3 by 1.2 centimeter, period. Biopsy shows invasive ductal carcinoma. Period. A patient also suffers from angina pectoris, arthritis, dementia, difficulty walking, recently with weight loss, nausea, vomiting, protein calorie malnutrition, anemia, bladder, and bowel incontinence. Period. Patient has a cardiac defibrillator in place. Patient has become so weak at this time that she's no longer a candidate for radiation or chemotherapy, period. After much discussion with her family, it was decided to place patient on hospice to keep patient comfortable at this time, despite the aggressive behavior of the tumor and continuous progression despite treatment, period. Patient's family and patient are in agreement, though very sad. Patient will be admitted to hospice with progressive disease despite chemo and radiation therapy, with now metastatic to liver and lungs and liver. Period. Patient has been made a DNR and subsequently admitted to hospice for further care. Most likely has less than 6 months to live, hence, this is appropriate. Thank you.